This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Well, you know when you hear the Rolling Stones, that means that Artie Aidala, the great defense attorney, Aidala, is about to come on. He's sitting
here jamming. That's a great tune, man.
Looks so good. Artie had a huge day yesterday. He was on the very end of my program, the very end. He had just found out that there was a reversal, overturned the Harvey Weinstein.
And you were the first call.
I was the first call. it has been overturned here in New York. I guess if you hate Harvey, the good news is Los Angeles is still not good for Harvey. 16 years not good. But here in New York, it was overturned. And I have to give my dear friend of a lot of decades, right there with Joseph Tacopina, a tremendous amount of credit for being a great attorney and getting this done. Now, that didn't stop folks like an MEC this morning. Some lady was on, 5:30 in the morning, and she's like, there is Weinstein's attorney. He's celebrating. What is he celebrating? The guy's a rapist. It's like, hey, dummy. He's not celebrating that a quote-unquote potential rapist is on the streets. What he's celebrating is the legal system in this case seemed to work.
Yeah, and the thing is it's being so bastardized, the legal system. And first and foremost, what they're doing to Trump, in other words, my opinion regarding Donald Trump, not from a political point of view, from a legal point of view, is they found a target and then they struggled very hard to find a crime. And that is a bastardization of the legal system. With Harvey Weinstein, it's a little different. Harvey became his own target, but there was so much pressure to convict him. The judge basically threw the rule book out the window. Said it was a case from 1901 that everyone in New York has always followed. And he was like, no, we don't need to follow it here. And this court, they pulled it off.
Was it down to women that the other side used as witnesses that were not even part of the case?
That was it. They initially said they wanted to use three women, and then in the middle of the trial, they snuck in a fourth. So just do the math. He's charged with sexually assaulting three women, and the judge lets in four other women who had never gone to the police, never made a police report, never went to the DA's office, never went to a hospital and said, I was abused. It's basically rumors. You know, I was on with Rudy Giuliani yesterday, and he goes, we can't live in a nation where people are convicted on rumors. And it's, speaking of women, Sid, and this makes me happy, and it makes all of us happy. Harvey Weinstein's reversal was spearheaded by all women. The first woman was Judge Janet DeFiore. She was the chief judge. She gave us access to go to the court, and then she retired. Then the woman who wrote the brief from my law firm, Diana Fabi Sampson. Then the judge who writes the opinion, Judge Jenny Rivera, another huge champion of women and women's rights. And of the four judges who ruled for us, three of them are women. So it's all women saying this is just not right.
That's nice. You know, the Harvey Weinstein trial speared the beginning of the Me Too movement. And that's fine. You know, listen, obviously it doesn't make me a courageous or brave guy on the side of women who have been sexually assaulted if they have been or raped. But what's kind of scary is that all these women, thousands of them, ran to the rescue and just blasted Harvey Weinstein, which is fine. Yet, none of those same women that were eager to blast Harvey Weinstein have said a word about Hamas.
Oh, you know it. You know Dershowitz is all about this. He's got a line, me too, except in Israel, or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it's me too, except if you're a Jew.
Except if you're a Jew. It rhymes.
Right. I think that's what he said. And listen, just in terms of the Me Too movement, right? So we're trying the case, and in the front row is Doug Wigdor, who represents all these women, and Gloria Allred. I know you have lunch with her on a regular basis, Gloria Allred.
Oh, please.
And they're there for the whole trial. And when the main witness is testifying, the woman who's at the center of this reversal, and she's asked, is Gloria Allred your lawyer? Yeah. Are you suing Harvey Weinstein? Do you want money from him? Oh no. Well, why is Gloria Allred here? Oh, she's just here to help me through the system. Guess what? Right after the conviction, guess what happened?
What?
A lawsuit.
Yeah.
She gets hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So if they bring this case back, like your other good buddy, I know you have lunch with Alvin Bragg a lot.
Yeah.
If he brings this case back and she comes in, I mean, one of the first questions is, remember testifying here 4 years ago with Gloria Allred here, and you said this was not about money? Look at the ladies and gentlemen of the jury and tell them how much money you've gotten since then.
That's fair. The governor of California is also very upset with you. Turns out, I guess, one of his lovers was...
Gavin?
Gavin Newsom. Gavin. He's upset with you. But I want to talk about, before we take our first break, we're going to keep you here for two segments. When you walk in...
that's big. You know you've been, you know.
That's right. That's right.
McGurk was here, you know. He used to keep me for two segments. And you're like, no, Idol is only a one-segment guy. I got a little demoted. Yeah, Bernie always had me two segments.
It's so funny how many people give Bernie credit for stuff. He didn't want any of you here in the first place.
No, he liked.
I used to have to... Lou, how much would I have to browbeat Bernie? He didn't want guests. He did not want guests.
He wanted to just play clips.
He loved you. We loved you, but he didn't want you here.
He would save me when I was on Primus.
That's true. He would save me when I was on Primus. Bernie was great with that, but he didn't want guests. Him and Matt Meany, we don't need guests. Oh, shut up.
Of course, the guest is on my segment, of course.
Right. That's Sid's segment. He gets the guests on his segment. Let me play my clips. So you walk in, you get accosted by Curtis.
You got accosted by Curtis because
you made a comparison yesterday between Trump and Weinstein, okay, in the trials. Now, I defended you with Curtis this morning. I said, well, legally, he can do that. It makes sense. But forget about what I say. How much do you respect Judge Napolitano?
Oh, forget about it. I'm all kidding aside. I stop and listen to him anytime I hear him.
Okay. Well, here's what Judge Napolitano had to say. Literally an hour ago about you.
Now, there's some trouble with this, and it has to do with, I know you don't want to put the two of them together because there's no comparison between them, but it has to do with the reversal of the conviction of Harvey Weinstein. In a couple of minutes, you're going to have Artie Idala here, a great criminal defense lawyer, maybe one of the best in New York City, who tried the Weinstein case, who argued the appeal, who succeeded in getting the reversal. The reversal was based on allowing the jury to hear prior bad acts of the defendant. Justice Mearsheim is allowing the jury to hear prior bad acts of the defendant.
He's allowed to do that?
He has the discretion, but if he abuses that discretion and the defendant is convicted, it'll end up in a reversal. That's what happened in the Weinstein case. The judge allowed too many prior bad acts in. So Artie's victory in the Weinstein case came at the right time for Donald Trump. It's a lesson for Justice Mearsheim. Don't let too many prior bad acts in or you'll get reversed.
Hold your thought, Arthur Idala. That was Judge Napolitano saying, Arthur's right. There are some similarities between Weinstein and Trump. And in the end, what helped out Artie may in fact help out Trump. We'll get Arthur's opinion when we come right back.
WABC. This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Let's do this. Let's do this, bitches. Back with Arthur Idala. So last week broke, I played the Napolitano cut where A, he called you a great defense attorney, one of the best in New York. That's not good enough. You and Tacopina are the two best. Whatever order you want, I don't care. And then he said, hey, listen.
When Joe is in New York. I texted him the other day. He texted me. He's in London. And he's still in Italy. God bless him.
He still is. He's taking his grandson Theo to the zoo today.
Oh,
you do realize right now this is his slot you're on.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he's on 845 yeah, every
Friday. I know he's on. I just didn't, I don't keep track. I know when Judge Knapp is on, and I know when O'Reilly's on.
Right. Well, this is Takapina's slot. Oh, let me add Tom Kniff, another great attorney, to that mix.
Love Tom.
He just texted. I didn't look at his text yet. But the judge said that you got to be careful when you start to allow prior things in these people's lives because, hey, like in your case, you add one too many, comes back to bite you in the ass, and maybe Mershon is doing that with Trump.
And prosecutors should know better. In other words, in the Harvey Weinstein case was reversed for the fault of two people. Yes, the trial judge for allowing it, but the very intelligent and experienced prosecutor, Jonah Luzzi, who has been great, and I have not a bad word to say about her, but she should have known. She was smarter than the judge was. She should have known not to ask for so much stuff that it was going to get reversed. In terms of, you know, comparing it to Trump, to Harvey, look, I will let your astute listeners decide whether they're going to take Curtis Sliwa's opinion on the law or Judge Andrew Napolitano's opinion on the law. I'm going to take the high road and leave it at that.
But Tom Kniff texted me this. I read the 77-page Court of Appeals. Kniff, by the way, is Daniel Penny's attorney, the hero Marine who's been also taken to the woodshed by this scumbag DA Alvin Bragg in the death of
Jordan
Neely.
Tell us how you really feel. Tell us how you really feel.
That's how I feel. I read the 77-page Court of Appeals decision last night after I turned off the Islanders game in disgust. The highlight, he says, was footnote number 9 when the court talked about how false rape allegations have historically been weaponized against black men in the country and allowing the sort of character assassination Weinstein was subject to at the trial would open the door to it being used against every defendant, whether guilty or actually innocent.
Well, that shows you what a great lawyer Tom Kniff is because he pulled out a huge part. And people were kind of making fun of me maybe on MSNBC because I said today is a great day for America. And like, why is Harvey Weinstein this bad guy? You know, why is this a great thing for America? Because, Sid, it just shows that the laws matter. Our system of justice matters. It's not that we pick a target, whether it be a Hollywood producer or the former president or maybe the future president of the United States. The laws matter. We can't throw the rule book out the window just because we want to get someone so badly.
But that's what we're doing right now every day in Lower Manhattan. Well, this is day number 8 for Donald Trump. They've thrown the rule book out.
But as Judge Napolitano said, this fires a shot over the bow of Judge Mershon, saying, listen, we're here, and we don't care who the defendant is. We don't care how unpopular it is. Listen, one of these judges who ruled in our favor, they're the most liberal judges on the court. You think they went home that night, last night, and their family was happy with what they did? Absolutely not. They deserve all the credit in the world that they did the right thing. Because that's what the law said, not what their families wanted, not what was popular. That's why it's a great decision. Judges doing the right thing despite popular opinion.
I want to talk about the Supreme Court. Most of my friends grew up and idolized Darryl Strawberry or Lawrence Taylor. I'm serious, or Derek Jeter. You idolized Anthony Scalia. And now you've got a great relationship for many, many years with Judge Alito. And yesterday, all 9 of them listened to oral arguments in terms of the president's immunity. And as Alito pointed out, this is a big deal because regardless of what they come up with in June, this will be the case forever. This will set precedent. What do you think about yesterday's day in the Supreme Court?
It was interesting. I actually caught it from my dad, you know, because he listened to the whole thing. You know, you have some great lawyering going on there. You know, what Jackson said, the newest judge, she's like, well, if we say they have total immunity, they could do whatever they want. And how is there any checks and balances? And then Alito countered saying, well, if we tell them they could be prosecuted, it may handcuff a president from doing the right thing, thinking he could be getting himself in trouble. So the best part of it is that this decision is not going to come out until the end of June. Well, that's when they always do. And any judge who says, okay, Donald Trump, we're going to start trial in July during the Republican convention. I mean, that's just wrong. It really becomes election interference.
You say it's just wrong, but not allowing him to go to his son's high school graduation is also wrong.
Well, that's wrong for Barron in person. I'm talking what's wrong for the country. I'm talking about what's wrong for the world. This is the president of the United States, is the leader of the free world. A guy who, look, whether you love Donald Trump or you hate him, you got to love this country. And this country is founded on the citizens making decisions, not Jack Smith, not the Attorney General of the United States. The United States citizens are supposed to vote for whoever it is. And Donald Trump, whether you like it or not, has won the Republican primary. He's the guy. Biden's on the other hand. And both of them should have the equal opportunity to campaign, to raise money, to be out there, to debate. And then we go to the voting booth and when we decide who's president, not because he's caught up one of the two candidates who one party decides he's the enemy. We're going to keep him locked in a courtroom through the whole campaign season and prevent him from being president. I will tell you though, Sid, it may totally backfire because there may be people who say, you know what? I was undecided, but I don't like the way they're treating this guy, Trump, and he's going to get my vote.
Wow. I hope you're right. Well, listen, congratulations to you. You're a very, very hard worker. Oftentimes I get a text from you 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 19 books in front of you getting ready for a case. And the one you just pulled off wasn't easy. You had to be a great attorney
also,
to do
it. You know, you talk about me and Kniff and Tacopina. It's not exactly what we do. So it's like you going, you know, when you do your movies, you're out of your comfort zone.
Right.
I'm in front of that court of appeals. There's 7 judges. They're all coming after me nonstop. I argued for 40 minutes. You know, I'm allowed to say I'm a little proud of myself. You know, when you're a defense attorney, you don't get a lot of victories. So when you do get a huge one, you savor it a little bit.
No, congratulations. I feel that way. So does Tacopina in London. Your mom and dad.
He was one of the first people to text me was Joe. And
what about my wife Danielle?
She did as well. And yes, my mother and father who are listening right now are extremely. I hope so. And I'll leave you this in my PolyPrep yearbook. The last thing, when you write in the yearbook all your stuff and there's your little picture, the last words I said, Mom and Dad, I'll make you proud. And yesterday I said to my mom, I said, Ma, are you proud? Of course I'm proud. Are you kidding me? So that's what warms my heart. And my little son who carries my name, Arthur Idala, you know, whenever in the world of Google, it matters when you put in someone's name. So for him, this will be a case that's cited in the courts for decades. And I hope I made little Arthur proud, who told me this morning, Dad, congratulations. I heard you got 100 on your test. That's
beautiful.
What he said. Congratulations. I heard you got 100 on your test.
How old is he now? That's 7. So cute. God bless
you got
him.
A doubleheader tomorrow.
Good for you.
I'm very happy. Thanks for having me here, Sid. I love you, brother.
My kids Google me. This is a mugshot, I swear to God.
No, stop it. Congratulations. You're number one, man. You're number one.
I'm very proud of you. I'm happy for you. You did a terrific job and enjoy it. Really enjoy it. And there'll be another big win right down the road because you are that good. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
That's the great defense attorney, Arthur Idala. You may not like his client. That's fine. That's okay. You don't have to like Harvey Weinstein. I don't like Harvey Weinstein, not even a little. But Artie had a job to do, and he did it like no one else can. Congratulations, Arthur Idala.